Well, I'm Matt.
Hi, Matt. Are you recording?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Hey, this is Jamie.
This is Matt.
We are
Shade Tree Chefs. All right. Well, you know, for a while we were always scheming how we're going to do it.
And I think they get worse every time, but...
And then today, you're just like, hit record, and I was like, all right, let's just roll with it.
So you remember in Wayne's World, I think Wayne's World 1 or 2, where they're shooting a movie, and he does the thing with the hands, he's like, and how come you don't count zero? And it's like, did you go live? I don't know.
Yeah, he's so. Like, no, you, yeah, because I think it was Garth was sitting there counting down, and you could see him mouth it, and they're like, no, don't mouth it, you know, we're going to see you, it's going live.
So that's how I felt just now, I'm like, oh, we're going, okay, cool. All right. So, hey, how's it going?
You know, it's going well. It's another beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I was going to say great minds think alike, but I don't see any great minds
great
here.
Laugh track.
Oh, I think. Oh, wrong one. Oh. There it is. Sorry about that. All right. So welcome back. Season 3, episode 2.
Right. Episode 2. This week, we are talking about the bratwurst.
The bratwurst. We're from Wisconsin. Like, it's probably the most common thing you have.
And, you know, growing up, you had bratwurst almost every other week because, you know, dad or uncle or, you know, somebody in your family grilled bratwurst. And
almost every cookout.
Just about. Bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, the trifecta.
And I'm going to say this now, and I expect hate mail. And possibly even death threats. I get sick of brats.
Yeah, you can get sick of brats pretty easily.
Because, I mean, it's like, oh, what do you get cooked? Burgers and brats. No, burgers, there's many different ways. You can season them different cuts of meat. You can grind your own.
And you've done that.
We've done it. I've done it. You can do many different things. Smash burgers. I mean, burgers, it's a whole other topic. With bratwurst, you kind of have... three options.
Which ones?
Well,
I can think of them, but
right. I mean, because we did them, you know.
Right.
So you have the pre-cooked, right? They're already cooked. All you got to do is heat them up.
Pre-cooked. You're talking store brand like Johnsonville or Clements or some other nationwide brand.
Or actually, a really good. Although I've only seen them pre-cooked is Usinger.
Usinger's. Yep.
Those are very tasty, but you can only find them pre-cooked.
Yeah.
So pre-cooked, right? Then you have the raw bratwurst, and you know, tradition is to, here we're in Wisconsin, cook them in beer,
right? And that's one of the things we did this time is we cooked our bratwurst in beer, and that was one of the three options that we tried. The other two options we did were, one of the options was traditional, where we just cook it low and. We did indirect for, I think it was, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it might have been a half hour. You know what? We didn't pay attention.
We'll say 26 and a half minutes.
I like it. So what we did is we bought two packs of raw bratwurst, same brand. We ended up being Johnsonville, and then a package of pre-cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, all right, let's cook some. I think we seared them.
Nope, I think we reverse-seared them.
Reverse-seared them.
So we let them cook on our charcoal grill indirect for, I think, 26 and a half minutes or so. And then at that 26 and a half minute mark, we put it over direct coals and kind of rotated it like at the, couple every 30 seconds or so.
Right. And for me, you know, going on this and actually since we did this cook... For me, I've always liked that brat, that skin gets hard and crisp.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because you want that hard and crisp outer shell, but you don't want it to be raw on the inside.
Raw on the inside. The other thing is splitting open and just dry.
Oh, yeah. Those things split open so easily, especially if you cook them direct. So that's one of the techniques is you don't want to cook them direct for too long or too high of heat, I should say.
Right.
You can cook them direct, which, I mean, that's common. But you don't want it to be too high of heat. Otherwise, you're splitting, you're charring them, and they become charcoal tubes.
So we did do two-zone, right? We had the charcoal off to one side. That way we could achieve that indirect heat.
Yep.
So,
And we're talking probably medium-high heat, probably 350, 400 degrees.
Yeah. We cooked the bratwurst.
We wanted to try it three different ways, and we did.
Yeah. So... yeah, a half hour, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Pull them off, and then we what we did was we dressed them pretty bare.
Yep.
Because we didn't want, you know, sauerkraut, ketchup, mustard, all that to mask what we're getting from said brat. So let's start with the pre-cooked.
Pre-cooked was as expected. I mean, this thing's already cooked, so all you're doing is heating it up, and you're adding a little bit of that char that you're talking about already. So that only took 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, that was quick. I think flavor-wise, you got all those different spices. Those came through.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good brat.
It's a good brat. It's a good standard. It's something easy that you can throw on the grill or indoors, and it cooks up, and you know what it tastes like.
Yeah. Then let's go to just the raw dog, the one right on the heat.
Yeah, we'll save the most difficult for last. The raw dog, like you said, we just took it right out of the package, right out of the refrigerator, threw it on the indirect heat for 26 and a half minutes and let it sit there while we prepared our beer bath. And we used what kind of beer?
I don't even remember.
Oh.
What did we have? I mean, all honesty, it's, you know, would it matter? Maybe, but I
think normally you use like a cheaper beer, like a PBR, some sort of domestic.
We use whatever was in the fridge, and
that might have been maybe that's what made them taste not as good as what we thought they could have been.
Well, I mean, we had a higher quality beer because we didn't have a Miller Lite or, that mass produced beer. It was a craft beer.
So something to think about. So for the next time we do this, which there's going to be next time, try different beer. Try, like I said, I think I've seen a lot of people use like a domestic, like I said already, like a PBR, maybe a Milwaukee's Best, maybe Natty Ice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, generally you find that somebody left some stuff in your fridge. You had a party, they brought a 12er or a case of beer and they left it.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going to be back for a while or...
Yeah, you don't count on it. They ain't going to remember. They're just going to bring more and leave more in your fridge.
Can you use pumpkin beer?
I would not.
I know it's one of your favorites, but...
The only good thing pumpkin beer is for... Actually, there's not a single thing. I wouldn't cook with it.
Did we talk about this already? The pumpkin beer that's still in your garage fridge?
No, I know we're sidetracking. Yes, there is... A pumpkin beer.
We got time to sidetrack.
Yeah, we do, because like we're starting to talk. It's like, all right, this is kind of quick. Yeah, so it's probably 3 years ago now.
Yeah, three or four. Yeah.
Jamie bought a Explorer pack of pumpkin beer,
and it was a few different types. One was like a hard pumpkin beer. One was I don't know what it was. But I'm like, oh, these ain't bad. And then I left one. I'm like, I'm not going to drink this. You can have it.
Yeah. And at one point, we had a get together, and he tried giving it to a mutual friend of ours, and I couldn't let him do it.
He's like, hey, I'll take a beer. I'm like, oh, I'm up. I'll get you a beer. And I handed it to him, and Matt caught it. And he's like, no, don't drink that one. I'll get you a different one.
Yeah, don't drink that one.
Twice, I think I did that, and you saved two people.
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, at this point that...
You know I'm going to try again every single year, right?
Yeah.
Every single fall, I'm going to, hey.
Yeah. Eventually, I'm going to get you to drink it.
I might drink it myself.
That's my new goal.
I might have a few too many. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's my new goal, is to get you to drink the pumpkin beer that's been in my garage fridge.
Since 2021.
Since like 2021.
Yeah.
And, it's almost a shame. I should apologize to that fridge for having to... keep that thing cold.
It's a garage fridge.
Yeah, but still, it's a pumpkin beer.
Anyways,
so all right, so we're back to our
which one?
We were on the one that was cooked indirect,
uncooked. So raw bratwurst. Yeah, I think typically you cook them directly and you get done with them in about 10-15 minutes. It's pretty quick.
I think it's a little longer than that.
I don't know.
I think it's 20, 30 minutes.
I think you don't
minutes.
Know what you're talking about.
Because, I mean, the raw. If you go too high heat, they split open the raw. So it's that fine balance of correct temp. You know, try getting a little bit of color to it. I like that burnt. I like that burnt.
You got to have that crisp.
Casing. That's
nice,
the word.
Nice little crunch.
Yes.
What is the casing made out of?
Depends.
Because what's a traditional way? Because it's
traditional would be like intestine.
Pig intestine.
Like pig intestine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they make synthetic ones. I actually, last time I made sausage, I got some real casings, and it was like salted, and so I soak it, and like I wasn't making that much sausage. Like I wasted most of it because it was, I don't know how to describe it, because I bought some, it was a different casing that I bought the first time, and it just, it was different. Like the first one was like bunched up. I hate to almost say it, but like more like a condom.
Sure.
And this was just like a, what, these were long
what's a,
tubes.
What's a condom?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know, do you? And burn. So
self-burn.
So yeah, it was all really compressed, right? And fit over nicely to your sausage attachment. I'm, you know, doing hand gestures that
sure.
only Jamie can see. Where this actual like real casing, it was just long. It wasn't scrunched up, and then it had like a preservative, probably salt.
Sure.
To preserve it, and it was really long. Could I tell the difference in taste? I didn't do it back to back, so I would say the real casing didn't tear as easy as the first one I did, but it also was a little tougher to work with.
Okay. Like as far as like producing individual brats,
right? Because yeah. what you have to do is you take that casing, you slide it on your tube, right? And you essentially want all of it on, you know, like tie the one end, and then you try sliding the rest on it. And as you feed the meat mixture, it stuffs it, and you know, you try getting it nice and plump, no air gaps, and just keep feeding it. So the one that kind of came compressed, you still had to soak it, but it was much easier to put on because it already was kind of like an accordion or what was that toy? Slinky, like a slinky.
Yeah.
Instead of just think of, you know, a gore movie where someone gets cut open.
And all their intestines.
Boom. Yeah, that's what it was like, out. Except yeah. just cover it with salt and dry it out.
And
it wasn't
like,
even dry.
Yeah.
It was still kind of moist
okay.
in ways. It wasn't like dehydrated.
So it's kind of a side topic. We know that. But so when you did it, and it's been, what, a couple of years for you since you've done
this,
right?
Yeah, I think last time I made sausage, I didn't even put it in casing.
Okay. So it's not too bad of a process, but, I mean, the outcome
no.
is pretty similar.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is to, like, I have a KitchenAid, and I bought the attachments for that. That was tough to work with. Hmm. And then the missus gave me or bought me a meat grinder dash stuffer, individual unit, much better.
Sure.
It's not plastic. It's actually metal. Grinding the meat, like with the plastic one on my KitchenAid, it's like, and they tell you to partially freeze it. That way it can go through a little easier. I didn't notice any jamming up on a dedicated unit, or at least as much. I still put it in the freezer, but probably not long enough, because you almost want it where it's hard on the outside.
Sure.
Right? You can push your fingers on it and get that give, but it's partially frozen.
Okay.
Because really what jams is going to be the fat.
Sure.
Which in sausage making is a pretty big component. And I don't recall, I haven't made enough sausage, but I want to say it's probably 30 to 40%,
wow.
if I had to guess. So
so it's high fat content. I mean, does that explain why they kind of fire up when they...
I would think so. Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, think about it. The fat's going to render.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you drop this thing by the fire, and this thing, what, they
gas,
just light up.
Yeah, you gas grill, right? Gas grill is probably the biggest contributor to that. You put on the gas grill, it's too hot. Mm. It splits open. What's dripping down is going to be the fat juices,
right.
And that's what that's going to be what lights up,
right? And so that's one of the reasons why I like to do like the raw bratwurst. I like to do them indirect for so long, because you're doing most of the cooking without flame, and in the last like 2 minutes or so, you give them a little kiss of fire,
right?
You don't have to worry about them exploding as much,
right? So. And the sear or reverse sear, I mean, that's something to be tested. Is there much of a difference? I don't know.
I've done it both ways. I've done it, you know, you don't need as much charcoal when you're going to do it direct for the 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. So we did the raw as we've sidetracked for like 5 minutes now.
We just bought ourselves some time.
The raw bratwurst just straight on the grill.
Stop saying raw, just regular bratwurst.
Regular bratwurst.
Okay.
Uncooked bratwurst.
Uncooked bratwurst.
You just don't like the word raw.
We're going to have to slap a label on this episode.
Good flavor. I mean, the spices came through, just like the pre-cooked brat.
And the pre-cooked ones we got, it's very difficult to find a unflavored pre-cooked bratwurst. So most of them are like beer brats,
yes,
or cheese brats, or you name it. There are so many different flavors
nowadays. In fact, I think we had the same problem. We did. Okay, all full disclosure, like, we cooked this last week, and now we're recording the episode.
That's fine.
But that's why there's a little bit like, well, what beer did we use? Like, I don't remember what beer we drank last week.
Because we drank it.
You had the spices come through. It took longer than the pre-cooked, because really the pre-cooked you could throw over hot.
You could just microwave them.
Or microwave, boil them.
Boil them like your ribs.
Like ribs. Yep. Yeah. Which leads us to, you know, whatever, to the Wisconsin tradition.
Beer bath brats.
So with this, now I've seen many different ways. Some people add other things to it, you know, onion, pepper, stuff like that, which would give additional flavors to it. We didn't. We just did straight beer. Did we put onion?
We put onion in.
Yep. Okay.
I was there.
You were there. Yeah. You actually were the pit master.
Yeah.
So we put some onion in it, cooked it, seared it at the end.
So I just threw them in a tin, like a regular aluminum foil tin. I forget the dimensions, but filled it up with a couple bottles of beer, and you did that part and brought it out and brought the beer up to temp. I saw it starting to boil a little bit and put it off to the side and threw the brats in there, let them cook for about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it was nearly long enough. Maybe that's what the problem we had was. And I hope somebody can correct us because...
Well, I'll disagree with you on that. I don't think... Without jumping too far ahead, flavor-wise, what did you think?
I thought the flavor was good, but I don't think they had enough of that beer savoriness.
What I noticed is the meat was looser than the other brats. I mean, which I get. Because
What do you mean looser? Like,
so when you bit into either of the other brats, the pre-cooked.
Oh, like they were softer.
They were, yes, softer. Softer. Looser, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have that bite.
They didn't have that bite. I mean, because we added that moisture into it. You know, when we cooked them the other ways, you're not adding moisture, you're removing it.
Right.
Where here, it's, I guess, the meat was more tender. Would be probably the accurate term for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed also that some of the spices kind of went away. It kind of took away from the bratwurst.
Yep.
Spices.
Yeah. I'll totally agree with you because you tasted more regular sausage flavoring than like a spicy, like a bratwurst spicing where you have, what kind of seasonings are typically in a bratwurst?
I'm not even sure. I've never made bratwurst.
Oh
man, I messed that up.
See, I thought you did.
You thought you had
I was like, this guy's good.
I could Google it if we wanted to wait, but I've never tried making brats because
like
I generally,
dill maybe
I get sick of brats.
Yeah.
So going off your thoughts on the three types,
I think the pre-cooked brats were great. Predictable. We knew they were going to taste good. As long as you don't mess them up, as long as you don't like overcook them, they were good. Second place, I think overall between the three of them.
Okay.
With that being said, third place, I would go with the beer brats only because we messed them up.
I
think we messed them up, but you think we did it right?
I
don't know.
I mean, you're only cooking them so long,
true,
right?
And we didn't talk. So we didn't just let them cook in the beer bath. We also took them out and seared them.
Correct.
So, I mean, we also let them get that kiss of the flame so that they have that charred flavoring on them. However, the spices from the regular bratwurst themselves were removed or dulled, like you said. So I think that put them in third place. And it's only because I want to try it again, and I want to do it a couple different ways. So maybe we can do like maybe another episode future season and do version 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. We could have added different things to bring different flavor profiles to it. But this is more raw, kind of just, all right, beer bath. People are probably like, oh, you didn't do it right. Well, that's fine. We could have done it differently, but it was more of to get that different texture. So for me, the pre-cooked and then the one without bath.
So third place for you was?
Probably the beer bath.
The beer bath.
I mean, I think it was the most tender. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. And then, honestly, it's almost a horse apiece between the pre-cooked and the other. So I don't think you really lose anything with the pre-cooked.
No, I don't think so either. And I think it's availability. So say you go to a store, say you go to a gas station, you can get pre-cooked bratwurst at gas stations all the time, at least here in Wisconsin. So like if it's an availability thing, you can just go and grab it for a quick dinner, and you're not losing out on too much. Now, I still think that it took second place. I still think the regular bratwurst, uncooked, indirect for that 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then seared at the end, took first place by far.
And here's the thing, too, just to build on that, right? If you're using charcoal, at that point, you're spending more time waiting for your charcoal to get ready than you are cooking that pre-cooked brat.
True.
You know, get an instant read thermometer. So, yeah, I would say the raw, not bath, was number one. In a pinch, you're in a rush, the pre-cooked, the flavor, I think, was equal.
I think it fulfills a need.
Now, the one thing I will say, a benefit for the beer bath is, especially when you deal with brats so often during the summer, it tames some of that spice that's in it. Now, don't get me wrong, I like brats, but I don't want to eat them every weekend. Come mid-July, I'm done. I don't want any more brats.
Yeah, because you're going to graduation parties, birthday parties,
right,
get-togethers, and it's always brats, brats,
that's,
brats.
That's where I think the beer brat shines, because you get rid of some of that brat flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of that the spice that's in it, and it almost changes it to a different sausage at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you do it right, you know, you got your onions, you got your peppers in there, and you got this nice soupy mixture of just savory flavors that add to it. Helps it out.
Right. And yeah, we know we could have done more things. We didn't research all that much. It was more on technique and really with as few variables as possible.
We used one grill, same charcoal grill.
So everything was same temperature. So yeah, I mean, I think we're both in agreement. The raw brat came in first.
In a pinch, pre-cooked brat.
Pre-cooked, fine. It tastes just as good.
And when
you're getting sick of brats, but the wife wants brats and you're done with them, boil them, because then it's a little milder and you can kind of disguise some of those flavors that you're getting sick of.
Or just throw them in the microwave.
Wait, which one are you going to throw in the microwave?
I don't know.
You don't? I guess.
Any one of them.
So, yeah. So that's brats.
That's brats.
That's brats.
Bratwurst. So we're going to do another episode. Like, I'm not saying we're going to do it. I think we're going to have to do another episode, or at least another mention of brats at some point.
Yeah.
Beer brats. And we're going to have to do it right.
Yeah.
Or different.
You know, and I think I teased a little bit. I cooked out last night. I grabbed some brats, and I grabbed some. It was cheddar jalapeno brats. So I'm like, I was a little lazy, so they're all raw. And I just use a pellet grill.
Okay.
And I put them down while I was also doing it. Did
you use a pellet grill because it was quick and easy?
Quick and easy.
Just turn it on?
Yeah. So, but the other reason was because I got like the steak fries.
Oh, those are good.
Right. So they're thicker. So I'm like, all right.
Talking like frozen ones.
The frozen ones. Yeah. Just the frozen ones. So I'm like, all right, that's going to be more even heat.
Sure.
So I put the brats on and all right, I set the temp to, I think, 425 because that's what it said for the fries. Mm-hmm. And I put the brats on first, figuring it'd take a little longer. I ended up moving to the top rack. Well, I got the jalapeno cheddar for myself because no one else would eat them in the house. One of them splits on me.
Oh, shit.
Right? It just must have been a hot spot.
Yeah.
So whatever. And so I move it to the top rack, put the fries on. I lost a few. Yeah, I didn't use a basket. Like, they're big enough. No, yeah. No, not all of them.
No.
Not all of them. And when I got done, one of them, the one that actually split open, and it wasn't dried out. It actually still was juicy. You had a little char even on where it split. But, man, that bottom, because I didn't flip it. It was more indirect.
Yeah.
Actually had that crunch to it.
Nice. Nice. So, related to brats, and I don't think we need to do a whole hot dog episode. Because it's hot dogs.
Yeah.
But my daughter, my middle daughter, she ended up doing, we did hot dogs yesterday because it was just like, what do you want? It was a quick dinner.
Yeah.
Grab some hot dogs and buns from the store. I said, you're going to do it this time. And so I set up the little Smoky Joe, my little tiny grill that I have.
Yeah.
Threw a little bit of charcoal in there and she did it from start to finish and I showed her how to do it. And this was the first time that I think she's cooked the entire meal.
Yeah. Well, and dinner, for...
Which isn't difficult. It's the easiest thing you can cook.
And she's 11?
Yeah.
11. So 11-year-old starting out. I feel, possibly in a few weeks, she may replace you.
I mean, hopefully. She'll be... that's my goal, is to include her on more cooks. And
no, it's good. Get them early.
It's finally, because for the longest time... She had no interest, and the other ones didn't either. So it's just getting that interest of, hey, let's can you come help me out? And begrudgingly, they would help out, and maybe they'd bring me like the tongs or like a plate.
Yeah,
but they've never actually cooked anything before, so this is a first. So.
And I do recall, I think it was a couple of years ago. I forgot what we were making. We were together. It's probably even before we did the podcast, and they were the oldest and the middle. I want to help and. It was one of those, they were more in my way.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're interested in doing it. So it's like, you got to...
Get them involved.
Got to steer them. And I know, was it last summer, your oldest did a cooking class in summer school?
Yep.
So that was pretty cool. Although I think I was bugging her, like, all right, well, you have to make us dinner.
Yeah.
With the stuff you learned. And we just never followed through
never,
on it.
Yeah,
so,
never happened. But
yeah, get your kids involved because, eventually, they're not going to live with you, and you don't want them door dashing or grub hubbing.
Right. I want them to have at least some life skills.
Right.
Whether it be backyard or whatever.
But yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Bratwurst.
All right. I guess a little more boring than we thought, but...
That was a good one.
I mean, it's something that's popular, and I was always curious.
And we're going to go find the guy who's cutting his grass right now.
Yeah. I could have swore I left a flyer saying we're going to record.
Right. We got that light outside the garage. Quiet. Right. Light outside the garage on air.
Yeah. They should know
clearly
now.
Clearly they can't see it. But.
I'm going to get in contact with our corporate sponsors.
I want to talk to the governor too.
And, about seeing what they can do.
Right.
Okay. That discussion's done. I forgot we don't have any corporate sponsors.
Maybe
if you want to be a corporate sponsor, though, you can
email
us
at shadetreechefs@gmail.com.
Shadetreechefs@gmail.com. Or,
speaking of Shade Tree Chefs,
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jamie.
And we are
Shade Tree Chefs.